because you can handle the truth.
Hi, we're up, and this is the last hour of the D.M. Verhoeve Show. Lively discussion here, really lively. The issue is that we, like Eddie was saying here, Eddie's he's really intuitive of what's going on. We need to watch what's going on closer to home. John was saying that, too. Need to go to these meetings, need to watch what's going in the newspapers. Just keep an eye and keep what is close to you, very close, because there's some clues in there of something that might be going on that could affect us really adversely. John, you have some comment on this?
Well, that's one reason we should have some guns stored around with some ammunition and know how to use them. That's one reason why we should be looking at the media and saying we don't have these conglomerate laws where it can be so huge that they control everything. Let's break these news medias up into, less. You can't own a news media bigger than a county or something, so you control that to some extent. And they wouldn't be able to control it so well as they do now. Another thing is like, there's things in history where you can step back and say, boy, we really made a mistake, such as when World War One was over, and they weren't supporting the troops back then, and the troops marched on Washington. We're having a peaceful march outside of Washington until they did something, and then MacArthur and I forget who else went out there and started horsewhipping these guys. Someone should have taken a stone and knocked him right off that frickin' horse and kicked his teeth out of his head, and then there might have been something. We allowed that to happen. We allowed the tax Federal Reserve to happen. We've allowed some of these things to happen. We haven't taken and had the manlyhood or whatever to act on these things. When someone obstructs you directly and violates your rights directly, you need to act. Now, what they've done now is they've become more sly. There's like the I'm trying to think of what they're trying to control, like our mercury in our vaccinations. They're trying to control our vitamins and minerals through the I can't think of the name of the WTO control now, Codex Salamentarius. They're killing us indirectly, and it's more sly, so it's like they haven't quite got us, or they're controlling our money slyly, so we're going bankrupt because they've orchestrated it, but it's like someone did it through a number somewhere. It's like you can't put your hands on somebody. They're becoming more sly about it. Well, where do we find where the guy slapping the horsewhip on us, and we knock him off his damn horse with a stone? If we don't have anything else.
Well, Eddie, what do you feel?
Well, what I feel is this. Look, you're not going to be able to break down anything and get rid of the monopolies that they have established. I mean, let's face it. They're not listening to what we're saying now. So there is no, pardon the expression, there's no way in hell that you're going to do anything. I mean, there just isn't going to be a way. So what you have to figure out is, well, what can you do just to protect yourself? My contention is you have a talk show program like what you have, right?
Mm-hmm.
And instead of talking about everything that has gone on in the past, you have the participants that call in from whatever area and have them tell you local things that is going on that the rest of the people in the country don't know anything about. And then all of a sudden, I think they start waking up. I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
I think that's a good idea. You know, during the week, you know, since you mentioned this, I will approach that because, again, I listen to my listeners to my broadcast. And like yourself, there's many here that have very good ideas and clues of what's going on. And we need to, you know, get information. That's what the media is supposed to be about, telling and reporting stories of, you know, what's happening in communities. And we hear your music again. We'll be right back up.
I'm going to hang up so you can have somebody else talk.
Thank you very much, Eddie, for calling in. Thank you.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Well, we're back, and we're on the last hour of the Dan Brilli Show live here on RBN, Republic Radio Broadcast Network. We've heard from the callers, and we heard what happened in the march. We've heard what we need to possibly look for here currently, you know, from not looking at Iraq or Iran or this war situation, but look at closer to home what might be the possibility of happening. Now, in addition to this, there was one caller that brought up the issue of taxes, that we, in a way, need to protest by removing ourselves from the tax base. Now, you can legally do this, by the way. Now, you can legally remove yourself from being a taxpayer. Now, say that we all did that in a protest manner, remove ourselves, and there is no basis of any tax that they can levy against us. Then what will happen? Then who would pay their salaries? How would they be able to continue abusing who, what, and where? Do you think that might work, removing ourselves from the tax base? John, what do you think about that?
Well, I think that's a help. I just don't trust these guys to not come up with something else. As we would manipulate them, they're going to manipulate backward. It's the battlefront. And so you're going to have to continually continue this fight. And the only thing is we've been more reactionary than proactionary. We need to be proactionary, as the last caller stated. excuse me, one thing that, like I did this week myself, is we have this false power line coming down through our area. They're trying to put it down on the railroad tracks, and so they're trying to eliminate the railroad tracks, and they put in Chamber of Commerce put an ad in the paper that there's no way we can keep the railroad tracks open. It's gotten corrupted by the rivers and floods, and it's going to cost $400,000 to repair it, and they're just going to shut the whole line down. Well, number one is I knew the information that the railroad awarded itself a $1 million bonus. And so there was $1 million already that they overspent or whatever. Secondly, they created a train accident to where the maintenance of the tracks was weak up in the Utica-Syracuse area. And they had a train wreck, and it lost three tanker loads of propane and I think toluene. So anyhow, now it's like, oh, see, this is a problem, and that's not maintained down there, and see, we don't want that to not be a problem. And so they made this story up that there's no way we can keep the railroad track open. So I called the woman up. I said, well, number one, they gave themselves a $1 million bonus. I said, that was kind of a misnomer. If it only going to cost $400,000 to fix the tracks up, they could at least maintained it. Secondly, as I called her, she made reference that you can't listen to the newspaper, that's incorrect. And I says, well, didn't you write that column? And she says, yes. And I says, then why did you make a misprint that's not correct? Or are you creating a lie to me right now to my face? And I challenged her on it because she didn't like me challenging keeping the tracks open for industry and keeping the tracks open for a possible industry through the Chamber of Commerce that it'd be a sales product, keeping the tracks open because they're building the infrastructure and the new highways high and dry, because if you look at Al Gore's new movie that says we're going to flood the coast where our populations are and our business centers are, that's a fact, and there's more information that supports that. So anyhow, when I guess I'm done with her, she created a lie. She gave double talk to back it up, and I challenged her on it. I just didn't accept it. It's like you're saying that the troops don't have any rights. They signed a piece of paper that says they don't have any rights. That's a wall you put in our mind to say we have no rights. You need to fight that. As the gentleman that was going to have to serve under the WTO troops, he said, I didn't sign up under the WTO troops. I signed up under the U.S. government. And he stood his ground. He had to go to trial and everything else. But we have to have people doing that constantly, everybody. When they violate our rights, we have to stand up for our rights. And if we don't, no one else is going to.
Well, the thing is that, again, it'll take all of us, you know, collectively. To stand up for this. I mean, military personnel, people that are, you know, in this movement for removing, getting out of Iraq, and the people that are here, they're concerned about, you know, all these different things. We need to collectively stand together in this, because there are more of us than there are them. So again, you know, like this guy was saying, and the same keynote is what you just said here. Why are they messing with the trains? This isn't the only train system I've heard that there's been things going on with. You know, they're messing with the trains down there. Now, that's a way of transportation. Now, would that not be a way that people in your area could get out of the area, out of town? Maybe it's some kind of way that the trains, if people know how to, you know, use the trains to get out of town, you know, it's a quick motive of operandi. They can't check you like they do with the planes. So maybe what they're trying to do right now is limit the possibility of people leaving their area by messing with the train system.
Well, they're kind of creating that with the ID chips and the, you know, trying to get you, you can't go to Canada anymore without having a passport. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, and you can't go overseas, and if you go overseas, you can't come back if you have a passport or, you know, in hand. It's up to them to determine if they're going to allow you back in this country, and you're an American citizen. You know, what is that?
Well, it's just part of this police state. They keep doing one step at a time. They keep taking our rights away little by little. We need to go to these town board meetings and start bringing our rights back little by little. Maybe we can't do it overnight, but as we go there and we find out where the money's going and find if it's going rightfully, and if it's not going rightfully, why not? And let's bring it home and put people in jail that are using it illegally. When they voted through the NAFTA Act and we voted against it, we should have been there at Congress knocking their door down and saying, this is a crime scene in action. You boys get the heck out of here. You're all done. We aren't taking action of those points. I mean, If we didn't do it before, it's getting worse, and it's like they're getting stronger to defy us and to just say that the Constitution is a GD piece of paper or whatever. We need to start taking that back. And where do you draw the line? Do you draw the line with a rifle? I'm unsure. But you can start with everybody starting, going to their town meetings and those type things, and giving faxes or making issues with the powers to be that you're not going to stand for it anymore. When there's 30% of the voters is listed as being alternate voters, and the vote comes up that it's 48% for the Republicans and 47% for the Democrats and 1% for the alternative votes, we know it's a fixed voting system. Okay, let's go back to the written ballots. Well, let's not accept those mechanisms, the computers that have no paper trail. I mean, it's just we're a bunch of sheep again. It's like, they can do anything they want to do, and we just fall over for them. We got to stop doing that, and we got to make issues about it. And it starts with everybody, number one, maybe starting to arm ourselves and know how to use them so that if something happens, we don't just they knock at the door and have ammunition pointed at us. We can't aim back. I mean, you got guys like myself that I think about picking up a rock. I mean, if they're going to take me, it ain't going to be easy as far as I'm concerned. But, again, it's that issue. When Ms. Carter started picking the whip up and whipping them men down there on the peaceful march and the peaceful camp out of Washington, D.C., the time he picked his whip up and started slapping them boys, the time someone picked a rock up and knocked him off his horse.
And the thing is, it's getting to the point where people are feeling that right now. They're feeling so frustrated to the fact that, I think it's consciously, we know something's getting ready to happen. Something real bad is getting ready to happen down the pike, and we haven't determined exactly what it is, but we know that something is going to happen really bad here in this country. And, you know, this is the reason why right now you're seeing more and more people, you know, marching, you know, and doing the things that they're doing. And we don't know what it is. We can't get a total grasp of, you know, what exactly they're planning. But we know that something's going on. And the biggest thing we need to look at, too, is like right there where you are, you know, again, you know, why are they messing with the rail cars? Why are they messing with the trains?
Well, it's one major form of control again of transportation. We lost 3 loads of fuel, so the price of fuel in our area can go up by 50 cents to pay for the expense of the cleanup and whatnot because it was just something that happened. So you got to create a revenue of why we of explanation or increase the price, but it never comes back down, does it? Once they raise it, it's like the barrel of oil came way down there, but yet the price at the pumps didn't come way down there. And now that it's jumping back up to $60 where it was before, oh, we got to raise the price again. Oh, wait a minute. It was raised at the 60. It went down, but you didn't bring the price of the pumps down. But now that you're bringing it, you know, it's just that kind of stupidity that we're just numb to. And that, you know, I call it sheep or whatever you want to call it. We got to take action. We got to react to these things.
Well, I don't know. It's really getting close. You know, I've been hearing people say that they think that you know this is the end times. That you know this whatever we do right now is not too much that we're going to be able to do. You know, what do you feel about this end times situation, John?
Well, there's more spiritually. 1992, I had a 10-ton bulldozer throw me off, and it fell over a 10-foot culvert, and I was at the bottom of the culvert when it hit, and I was under it, and it blew my head up like a balloon, and I was able to leave my body, look down on myself, and I was able to speak from out of my body, and at that time, the Lord gave me an assignment, and I became a lot more astute spiritually. I understand things quite well. I understand we all have a mission here. We are definitely in the end times. If you can't look around and see what's going on, you're another sheeple again. We have to be strong. We have to lead. We have to create solutions. We have to be the best that we can be as God would want us. Now hear the music, and we'll be right back.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Well, we're back, and it's DM live here on RBN, place that you can go for news and stories and hear what the public has to say. In fact, we have a caller called in earlier. Lester, are you there? Lester from Georgia?
Yes, hey. I just had to call and make another statement. I won't take a whole lot of time off. I heard the gentleman talking about, you know, we need to go to our local level, you know, like the local governments and everything. But, you know, there's a whole lot of corruption going on the local level, too, especially in my hometown. And it seems like, you know, the only thing the politicians are interested in is lining their pockets with money, you know. So, and, you know, any time the government do something to you, they're going to always look for something in return. What the state governments and the local governments and stuff need to do, they need to stop receiving this federal money. They need to get out of this system altogether. You know, and if they did that, then we can kind of like start back moving in the right direction, just like the churches. George Bush signed a law last year on March 6th. Well, it's not a law, it's an executive order, 13397, this faith-based initiative program which tied the church in with Homeland Security. if you look at that bill, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Wait, give that number out for listeners again. What is that again?
Executive Order 13397 that he signed on March 7, 2006. And he set up what they call the White House of Faith-Based Initiative. It tied the churches in with Homeland Security. Those churches that received this faith-based money are now agents of the Homeland Security Department. And you can figure out from there what, you know, what's going to happen here from here on out.
Jesus.
I don't need to say anymore. Read that executive order.
I will. I missed that one.
A lot of churches done took this money. We got some big-time ministers in our area that took this money.
But what do you think the churches are going to do as a part of Homeland Security? What do you think they're going to use it for?
Well, from what I see, you know, they can use the church for anything they want to use for. They can get the congregation and sign them the work detail. You know, I mean, they can use the churches to set up different stuff. You know, I mean, it's whatever they want, really.
That is the most frightening thing. I heard everything else the Homeland Security is tied to, but the churches are involved with Homeland Security now.
That is ridiculous.
I mean, John, what do you feel about that?
Well, it's another form of controlled media for control of information to the public. Number two, when it gets down and out and hard, people tend to go to a church for, you know, survival means of whatever and gathering around. It'll be a collection point for the FEMA camps. I hate to say that in the schools.
Exactly right.
They've put all these buses now. They've made public transit, which the government has forced onto the local governments. So we all have these buses around now. So they have bus transportation to group us all together and transport us to these areas. There's so many things that are signing that this is happening. The FEMA camps, they had, like, I forget how many of them, but now they're spending $400 million for more. There's 102,000 three-story-high prisoner train cars that are brand new. We don't have money for other stuff, but we can build stuff like that brand new. And there's 1,500 locomotives with 1,500 supposedly Russian conductors that'll truck us there. We have the WTO troops, so when you think you're going to be able to negotiate with the American troops that aren't going to shoot you or something, you're going to have a Russian or a German or a Mexican or somebody with that talks a foreign language telling you to get on, and you're not going to be able to argue with them. And so you better either have your own guns or you better have a plan of action, because there's other things coming down the pike. NAFTA came down the pike. CAFTA's coming down the pike. RFID chips are coming down the pike. The insurance is going crazy. They aren't covering anything, but they're raising their rates like crazy. And if you try to go to court, you're always wrong. You're always on the losing side, even though you can dictate and show the law and show everything else. They're just corrupt. So where do you draw the lines on all these things? Right now, I've been told to still do it peacefully. And I'll be honest with you, I have visions of really hurting people. I can hang a guy up with a pair of ice grips off his tongue and then break his ankle so he can't stand on his toes anymore. And, you know, I mean, I don't want those thoughts, but those thoughts are in my mind because of the way I've been treated and whatnot. But I'm pointing out there's red, green, and blue labels that have already been given to us. And if you're part of the policing system or you're part of the medical system, you're one of the first ones to get shot because they don't want somebody with the guns because they figure you guys are the ones that are armed and know how to use them now. And also, they don't want anybody being saved, so the medical industry is going to get kicked down. And if you guys all think that the politicians, they're going to have a nice place for you to go, think again, because as everybody that's a corrupt person is looked down upon, these people that are coming in here, they'll say, yeah, we've used them long enough. They're a bunch of losers. They can get bought off. Kill them.
That's frightening. A lot of people, you know, are in that kind of mindset right now because, you know, they feel just totally abandoned. There's nowhere to go. And like you said, you go to the police. I've gone to police, I don't know how many multitudes of times in my area, and they just basically ignore anything you have to say. They don't even investigate anything unless, you know, you're tied into some clouded individual or somebody that, you know, they're involved in. And the best way that you can get the police to act on your behalf really is, you know, again, going to these township meetings and various things and be in touch with the mayor in your area and, you know, try to make a presence there to let them know that you know what's going on. And, you know, just even say, mention my broadcast. Let's say, hey, you know, I listen to, you know, RBN, D.M. Broly Show, and I'm going to report it because I will report things that other people won't report. And I will report it and air it. And I have other means of media as well. Because the thing is that, you know, folks, this stuff, this violation of people's rights has gone from people that are in nursing homes, people that are elderly, people that are children in schools, people that are, you know, just trying to go to work from day to day. Just the regular guy that wants to open mom-and-pop business can't even open it because of this NAFTA thing. They don't have enough money to keep their businesses afloat. I went into a couple of communities. I've seen people's furniture set out in the street just recently in areas where homes are $300,000 or $400,000. They're getting affected. They're being kicked out of their homes because there's no jobs. There's no money. And then they come on TV each day and report that, you know, everything is great as usual. Just keep working. And we go out like we're ants. We go out and we work and we come back and just barely make our ends meet and worry every day about how we're going to survive. And there seems to be more and more on the street every day, more murders, more people going crazy, killing loved ones and things like that because they can't take the pressure. The pressure out here is too much for people to withstand. I have a caller. I'm trying to figure out what it hurt with state you're in. I'm not sure. Bill in Texas, are you there? Bill?
Hello?
Hi, Bill.
Hi. It's Phil.
Oh, okay. Hi, Will in Texas.
Hi. I was just calling to let you know, one of your callers had mentioned, you know, because you don't hear a lot of things that's happening in the news, you know, because of the way the media is, and I thought I'd give you a little rundown of what's going down here in South Texas. For one thing, I live close to San Antonio, but in one of the small towns that I live by, the local politicians try to bring in a private prison to the community. And, you know, the people in the community, I mean, they were really upset about this. But just looking at these individuals, I guess you could say city leaders, I mean, I was just sitting there thinking, what are these people thinking? Why would they want to bring in a prison, private prison, into this area? They didn't think that, you know, we have our school children and everything there, but yet what was so strange about it, they didn't, I mean, who were they going to put in there? So what happened was they finally decided that because the people were really upset about it, and what they finally decided to do is they backed down and they said they'd go ahead and bring it up next year, but people down here haven't forgotten. And another thing that's going on down here is my cousin. He works in San Antonio, and he's been kind of worried in his job where he works. They've already had four layoffs. Fortunately for him, he survived the cut. But out of the blue, they'll just call him in on a Monday and just letting them know, hey, you know, you're being laid off today. No warning whatsoever. And, you know, I personally think that some people are just, as long as they can have their barbecues and their, their parties and their sports, you know, some of them are happy, not thinking about what's really going on around them. And I wanted to ask your co-host a question or make a statement, if I could.
Go ahead.
Is it John?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I was sitting there wondering, and out of the blue, a thought came upon me, and I just it just really bothered me. And it had to do with the Old Testament, and I wanted to get your feedback on this. You know, in the time when the Israelites were out of Egypt, God led them on to have an army to fight for themselves, even though God was quite capable of taking care of their issues, whatever they were, whatever their problems were. But yet he made them go out and take on evil wherever they saw it. I mean, God could have done it for them, but yet I guess there was something that they had to learn, they had to do.
And that'd be responsible.
That we're not doing. We're not going out. We're not taking on evil where we see it. I just wanted to get you. I'll hang up and listen to your feedback. I enjoy the show.
Thank you for calling in. Don, you want to answer that?
Well, I hear the music, so...
Oh, okay. We'll be right back after the music here on RBN, the Dan Brody Show. Call in 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this break.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hi, we're back, and it's Late Night with Deanne. Call us 800-313-9443. Well, just before the break, John was responding to a question posed by Will in Texas. John,
basically, he made he made a question on the biblical, when the Israelites left Egypt, they were made to fight their own battles, basically. And, you know, just in anything, the monks, they learn how to defend themselves. They have martial arts. You have to be able to defend yourself. An animal of the wild normally doesn't take on another animal of its own size or of abilities because it knows it's part of the survival of itself. And so if all of a sudden you've got equal abilities, they aren't so apt to take you on. We have to prepare. There's several ways we have to prepare. We have to prepare spiritually. We have to prepare physically. We have to prepare as far as materialistic things. We have supplies we need. We have to prepare systematically and culturally. We have to work together as we need. Say you want to be a mountain man. Well, someone has to supply the Bowie knife and make it for you. Someone has to supply the bullets and mine the lead and all them kind of things. And, in fact, I just was taught some of these things today. I went to a seminar today with, I believe it was Jim Phillips. And, he talked about a lot of these things. And I've been taught balance by the Brotherhood, I call it. But if they talk about being in balance of practicality, spirituality, and mentality. And so you have to be in balance in all these things and bring them to light. Now, one thing, you can arm yourself with a weapon. Another thing, if all of a sudden you realize those trains are starting to roll that are the prisoner cars, maybe we can derail the tracks or something so they don't get anywhere and we put them on a commission and they aren't existing anymore. We have systems of maybe we can talk to our politicians as I talk that they're going to kill you also, and it gets them a little bit nervous, so maybe they aren't going to adhere to the WTO rules because they're realizing that they aren't going to be worth a damn on the other side either if they continue to let this roll the way it is, because that money isn't going to mean anything. And as we know, there's information of the end times being here physically. The earth is going to go through a cataclysm. It's not a maybe. And so we need food, we need shelter, we need cultural survival, because just for one family to crawl in a hole and have the needs that they think they need and to come back out without any culture around them isn't going to be very good. I mean, you want your family to have family also, and that takes community. As spiritually, karma controls a lot of our lives, and these people that think they're going to go down in those 200 survival centers and they've got things like a nuclear power plant down there, well, when you have these cataclysms for a continent to slide across the face of the earth, it takes like 72 hours is what I'm hearing for a number of a major earthquake. Can you imagine sitting in a hole underground with lots of tons of stone above you with a 72-hour earthquake? You know, you've got a big battery pack down there of a nuclear power plant for a power system. All it has to do is have one big rock come down and hit it, and you'd fry yourself in that, and you'd be a bake oven for everybody in there. Or it could be a live-in burial ground for you. So because they are spiritually in tune, why were you born where you were born? Only God gives you that ability, and so only God gives you the abilities to survive some of these things if you're of virtue. And if you're not, you can think you can do anything you want to do. You can step down a step and slip and die by cracking your head. I mean, it's that simple. And so anyhow, as we have these things, we have to prepare. We have to prepare in the light of goodness for everybody. And, you know, we have to be smart about it, the best that we can be. And we have an assignment by God, and our assignment is to... Everybody has a little bit of a different teaching mechanism. So for me to tell you how, I can tell you some things, but for myself, I've been told not to hurt anybody. I've been told to find the other way. And there is another way a lot of times. I'm not going to say every time. Like I say, if Mr. MacArthur was whipping the heck out of me when I was down there asking for my rights of a soldier that was injured and asking for the monies that I deserve, and he starts whipping me, I'd have an awful hard time not picking up a rock and knocking him off that horse. I'm sorry. I have an awful hard time having someone tell me something wrong and tell me, you gotta. No, sir. When you're wrong, you're wrong. I'm not wrong, and I'll die for it. Now, the day I pick up a rifle is the day I can stop going home, because I'll have to be living out somewhere to make that happen, and my family will also have to follow. And so that's a heck of a decision to make. And hopefully we've got enough things to be worried about as far as surviving this cataclysm. It's the end of 2009 is the date I'm hearing. We don't need to be fighting among ourselves, that's for sure. We got enough problems coming up without having to be in the civil war of ourselves and destroying everything. I pray every day. I ask God's help every day. I ask him, how do I solve these problems every day?
And the thing is, there's so many of them, you know, it's really a really sad time. I mean, you see these kids growing up, and you say to yourself, what future do they have, you know, they look at us, they look at, you know, their so-called peers, and peers are doing things that are totally against what we have taught them, you know, the consciousness of loyalty, the consciousness of being truthful and being a good model citizen in this country is gone. I mean, look at what's going on. You know, they look at the highest office of the land, and they look in the newspaper, and they see that there is all kinds of coercion to causing wars, situations of, you know, like, for instance, the Bowery Plaining. You know, the kids, school kids are looking at this, and they're looking at that as a respected office of America. So what is that teaching them when they graduate? What are they supposed to be, criminals? We're allowing criminals to be the foundation of the United States. I mean, we have people in the White House that have condoned bringing in drugs and trafficking them into poorer communities. We've had, you know, a situation where a kid comes out of the high school now and is looking for work, and he can't even find a job. I mean, not even going into an ice cream shop or going into, you know, just a grocery store. You have to go through so much security and stuff to get hired. That these kids, you know, can't even, you know, they have to prove where they worked before. They have to have this, they have to have that, and background checks and all these other kind of things. And this is a job a kid used to get after school to give him a couple of dollars to keep him off the street. It's not available anymore, and we're okay with it. And we're okay, too, that all our records for the hospitals are going over to India. We're okay about all the records that we have for the court system being held in India. You had a thing you were telling me about out there in New York where they're moving the remains that were underneath the stone or whatever they had in New York for the victims of 9/11. They're moving them where?
Well, they're digging up the dump and putting them on railroad cars and moving it to Buffalo.
Oh, you know, isn't that interesting? Why are they doing that? Why are they moving them? And that's the 9/11 people that, you know, have relatives that died in 9/11. Do you think they're knowledgeable of it? The ones that were looking for the remains of their loved ones, that were, you know, these remains were thrown into this one common grave site, and they're putting it in boxcars and moving it out. Now, would that not also include forensic evidence of what happened on September 11th? You know, why is that made public? Why is that on major TV? You know, again, these are things that hold evidence of who, what, and where. They don't want you to know. And then yet they put these articles in the news and stories out to make you believe, again, some Middle Eastern person, 19 of them, one separate guy by himself, and has very little money, he's way out somewhere, has no access to things that would have been put together to create the venue of 9/11. He's now the mastermind for 9/11. He's the one to put it together. He's the one to plot it out. Folks, it's all lies. All conspiracies, lies placed on you. And they made conspiracy a bad word so that you will believe anything that you think is not correct. Anything you think is logical is wrong. See, the thing is that the way they have us trained is that we always have to go along with everybody else out here, you know, the leadership, and because we don't want to look stupid. So, like, if the leaders tell you that, you know, there's, you know, Martians coming in from the sky, you don't see them coming in. But if they tell you that, you know, based on the way that we are trained, you follow them to whatever they say. And some people follow them to the death. Now, again, if you saw aliens on your own, they'll come back and say you're a conspiracy nutcase. But if they make it a plane that this thing is true and exists and is real, then and if you don't go along with it, then guess what? Where are you put in this society? What do you become? So until we, the people, become we, the people again, and work together, you know, in this, and start, like John was saying earlier, go to these local township meetings, make yourself present at these meetings, tell them that you want to be a part of the board at these meetings, then, you know, they'll know that the public itself is involved. They're going to stop doing what they're doing. I'm hoping it's not too late, and I feel it isn't, because I think we're talking here and sharing ideas, you know, and I think that there's something possible that still can bring this country back around. But we have to start from the smaller aspect, and that means getting involved locally. A friend of mine that comes on my show listens in, Will, he also had said the same thing, keep it local. You know, go to these meetings, voice your opinion, tell them what you think, tell them that you don't want this, you want this instead. Try to pick flyers out. Maybe, you know, you don't have that money. Just put a few flyers, 10 of them out. Talk to your friends. Get a group together in a library and discuss these things. Because the thing is, the more of us that connect and come together, that means when they come for you, you got 10 or 15 people in your area that will protect you. You got 10, 15 people in the area, again, on a calling tree and call other individuals and bring those people forward to protect you in the area that you are in. So if you're isolated by yourself out there, you stand no chance. We'll be back after this break. Again, callers 800-313-9443.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hi, we're back, and it's Deanne on Late Night with Deanne on RBN Live, Republic Radio broadcast. Join me during the week on Truth Radio from Monday through Friday. Our guest on Monday will be Bob Holland. He's with the military. He was the one that formed the Rolling Eagles, and we're going to talk to him on Monday. And anyway, we got another caller, John, in New York. John, are you there?
Good show. I think every patriot out there knows a storm is coming, so they need to prepare their home. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. Every patriot needs to prepare their home for the coming storm. If you have one door in that lets people in, you need to have two doors so you can hear somebody trying to get in the front door so you can prepare your arms and armor. If you've got a patio glass back door, it's going to be easy to be breached. So you need to have a front porch and a back porch so that when they're beating, trying to get into the porch area, you can defend yourself, because otherwise just one door in is going to be allowing you to be overtaken in your sleep. They'll come in the dead of night. They'll come at sleeping time. As far as waking up the neighbors, you can do a leafletting type thing if you want to stay low-key. Print out a small little newsletter every week or two and put that out to a Patriot Radio, a low-power radio. All the magazines you get in the mail that have these postcards that drop out on your floor when you open them up, print some things on that and send them back through the postal system and let the postal system be your guerrilla marketing. During the Nazi reign, you had people putting out a little pamphlet called The White Rose. They did that underground. Everybody that's got a house, it's going to be a lot easier to make a tunnel, have one way in your house and many ways out. So it's easier to dig a tunnel now than it will be when you're in the camp. As far as camps going, they have these prison barges that are off the they take them so many miles outside of the American jurisdiction into the waters, and they do the torture. They're taking American prisoners now to Mexico to be put in Mexican prisons. They're selling off the prisons to different countries and different agencies as far as privatizing them, and who knows where the prisoners end up, either in experimental things or just torture chambers. So right now they're already moving the prisoners to Mexico, some of them.
Well, you know, a good example of that, too, is, you know, I don't know how many people, are you still there, John?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, Dog, it's on the MTV. I had his boss on my show, the head of the Bounty Hunting Association, and that was when he went down and brought the Lester, the Max Factor Air, Revlon Air back for being involved with a number of induced rapes with ecstasy. And the thing was that he was bringing a criminal to justice, and now they're, you know, bringing him back to Mexico. And the thing is that nobody's doing anything about it. He brought a criminal back here to be tried, and then he's being forced down to Mexico. And once you're down there, by the way, nobody knows where you are. You could be murdered down there, and who knows what happens, you know, to anybody that's in Mexican prisons. And the same thing that happened during World War II, like you said, the more we get into the community and have these neighborhood meetings at a local library or in your home, you can just have, you know, a few people over, show them a Patriot film, you know, have a discussion, and just figure out, like you're saying, what you're going to do. If one home is vandalized and taken down, then that other home in the area should be able to take in the person's family and be able to work a network together to protect one another, because, you know, we're going into this right now, folks. We're going into an area where we're not going to be safe in our own community. John, you have anything else you want to add here?